Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Warren of Massachusetts. Senator,
this can be a really valuable tool in the economic toolbox. So think of it this way. You have a prescription filled right now in America. You realize it has a 9 out of 10 chance that that medication was manufactured somewhere overseas, most likely Asia, the materials.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
It's Lizzie Warren. You need to freak out over what's going on in the market. I have some advice. You need to calm down. That always works with my wife. Do you think that worked? Say it. Hey, listen, I think it's time to talk the country down off the cliff here. If you listened to the mainstream media yesterday, well, heck, if you listened to them this morning, don't, by the way, they would lead you to believe the U.S. economy is about to crash. And I have some advice. Stop listening to the mainstream media. They exist to distract you from what's really going on here, but don't buy into it, folks. The headline this morning is it's the greatest stock market setback since COVID 5 whole years ago. The market did drop, about 5% in some cases yesterday, depending on which index you looked at. Here's the breaking news. The market is still 10% higher than it was 5 years ago when it dropped. Have any of them mentioned that to you? The percentage drop in relation to the 40,000 mark of the Dow right now is apples and oranges to what happened even in 2008 or 2007. You have got to put this in perspective and trust that the president knows what he's doing. I'm not saying the market might not drop some more. I suspect that it might, but it didn't. It wasn't some life-altering event yesterday. I trust Donald Trump a lot more than I trust all those pointy-headed economists running around with their heads cut off, screaming the world's about to come to an end. Wall Street is trying to punish Donald Trump for the actions he took to fix a 70-year-old problem for America. In some ways, it's sort of like an intervention for somebody who's drinking too much. It's an uncomfortable situation at first because the person drinking too much enjoys it. They don't know they have a drinking problem. Or they haven't accepted it. This is an intervention for our allies and in many cases our enemies who for 70 years have been drinking for free at this bar called America. They just learned their next drink's going to cost them $5. And they're very unhappy about that because they don't want to stop drinking for free. Listen, don't fall for this lie that from these reporters who chase nothing other than the next headline they can write about how bad Donald Trump is. That is their cottage industry. Every lefty I know put up a post on Facebook yesterday whining about how this is so hard on them and look at their 401k and blah, blah, blah. None of these people have even a basic understanding of the economy. They can't see past the end of their very short noses. Very, very short-sighted. For all this talk around the world that they're going to retaliate or whatever, Macron said they're going to get even, forget about it. He's blowing smoke. They're like in denial about that drunk who was just informed by his family's being sent to rehab. And when we wean them from America's sore chapped nipples, the entire world is going to be better off. Trust me on this. No politician elected up until now has had the balls to do what Donald Trump did yesterday, knowing the fit that Wall Street would throw afterwards. And a huge part of that drop, by the way, came from hedge fund managers who anticipated it and put in sell orders. And many of them are sad they didn't sell more. So don't overblow this for what it is. Fortunately, you have a president who sees the long-term gain. He knows it's worth the short-term pain. These countries are going to collapse like a cheap house of cards in the next few weeks, and Wall Street's going to come roaring back. The tariffs will be dropped. It's going to be a much stronger position globally, and we won't be taken advantage of as we have been for the last 70 or 80 years. Trust in the process and ignore the noise.
Get more at 971talk.com.